These characters are somewhat stereotypical, but I'm wondering if you've ever met somebody like Caroline or like Stephen. They're coming from completely different epistemological positions about, particularly about what they considered truth to be. For Caroline, truth is based on introspection and imagination. Particularly for her, truth is an internally lived experience, something that comes from inside her. And also with her comments about how the husband and wife might react differently, there's a relativity there about how people interpret events and personalize those events. For Stephen, the first revealing comment is about the lack of a rear view camera that might have avoided the situation in the first place. There's a technological solution to this. For him, truth is based on experience and evidence. He's looking here for authentication by external experts. And for him, truth is somewhat absolute. It's either there or it's either this situation or it's not this situation. And for him, it's quite clear that knowledge has a practical purpose. How can we avoid such an incident? How can we help cure or help provide support for individuals? If we look at common themes, I think Caroline is concerned about humans think and behave, and she's particularly interested in the subjective mind, what goes on inside people's heads and hearts to some extent. Whereas Stephen is looking for external validation based on evidence and science. He has a kind of utilitarian approach to knowledge, that it has to be helpful, must be able to do things for you. We could put up labels for each of these. We could put up epistemological labels for Caroline's position and for Stephen's position. But what I really want to point out is that people have different worldviews of what constitutes truth or knowledge. And I'm not saying either of them is right. They're just different ways of looking at things. Could you reconcile these two positions? Well, I think that might be difficult because their purposes or goals are very different, and their concepts of what matters, what's really important, differs. The only way I could see reconciliation is recognizing the value of each other's position, that there is a value in the other person's position. It's not mine, but it's theirs, and I respect that. And in terms of a relationship, it could be actually quite complementary. It could work out quite well because they could each deal with different challenges in life in different ways, and there are two ways to find a solution here. But I'll leave it to you to make the judgment about whether they should be dating or not.